Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now on Money Life. Tom, of course, the president of Global Trend Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. At ETF Trends on Twitter, or follow Tom personally where he's at Tom Lydon on Twitter. And of course, with ETF of the week, well, it's not necessarily an ETF buy of the week. It's an ETF of the week as we bring things out, take a look at them, and see where they may or may not fit in your portfolio. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Pure Funds ISE Diamond Gemstone ETF, ticker GEMS.
Okay, now this is a fund that members of my audience should now be familiar with. And they should be familiar with it because, well, it was just yesterday on this show that we were talking with Andrew Feldman, one of the people behind this fund. I have to tell you, Tom, I can't imagine that you're coming out with a buy on this. We played the winner sounder here, but this fund is so new and so niche-y. Is this the, hey, Chuck, let's educate the audience?
Well, I think it is, Chuck.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things, and you and I have really enjoyed over the past couple of years looking at unique ETFs that really help us illustrate how creative the ETF industry and people in the business have become. And the folks at Pure Funds have done just that. We know that commodity-based ETFs, gold, for example, or miners, or natural gas, or oil, have really caught a lot of attention and billions of dollars. So the folks at Pure Funds said, hey, look, there's nothing in the diamond area. Why don't we go and look for companies, miners specifically, that can really attribute a good chunk of their business to mining diamonds. And if we can do that, create an index, now we've got a diamond miner ETF. And they've done just that, and it surely gives them something to talk about.
Yeah, but is it something worth talking about? I mean, I look at this, and I certainly understand the appeal of diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend and all of those other sorts of things. But diamonds are not really a significant asset class. And if they were, we wouldn't be just getting to this point now where people said, let's go invest in them.
You're right. So this is another example of when you look at the ETF space and the underlying indexes, they represent different markets. The commodities market is a huge, broad-based market. But diamond values compared to gold values have been quite different in the last 10 years. We saw a huge run-up in gold, but we didn't see kind of a correlating run-up in diamonds that was mirrored by what we saw in gold. Interestingly enough, Rio Tinto, one of the big holdings, stated in a recent earnings report that they experienced the average price declines in almost all major commodities with the exception of diamonds. And this is a report that just came out recently regarding the pullback that we've seen in earnings in the gold and silver area, but that's because it didn't have the run-up. So if you were to chart diamond values compared to gold values, compared to silver values, and even other areas like copper, you'd see a variety of different charts. But the bottom line is there's still demand for diamonds, not here in the U.S. alone, but also in countries like India. And India, there's a big demand for gold, but also on top of that, there's a huge demand for diamonds, and there is not a tax levy placed on diamonds the way there is one on gold. So I think the message here is not all commodities are created equal, number one. Not all ETFs in the commodity space are created equal. what we always talk about is you have to look under the hood and you have to understand what the holdings are. But at a period of time when commodities have really gotten smashed, areas that we should be looking at outside of equities, both domestic and foreign, are the commodity space, because a lot of these stocks and the indexes that are comprised of these stocks are frankly undervalued.
Yet, as you take a look at this ETF, isn't this more just a play on the mining companies with a little bit of diversification?
It is, and almost to some degree, because the mining business is less than the gold business, even less diversification. So don't get caught up in the hype, and that's what you and I always say. Again, this is a new ETF and very small. It's only got about $1 million in it, so we would wait until there's at least $20 million in there. And then see how it performs over time. And if you are a commodity-sensitive investor, if you're worried about inflation, if you feel that valuations are fair, this might be an ETF that you look at down the road, but don't go for all the glitter. Make sure that you put that aside, and especially as we get caught up in the holiday season coming, we thought it was a good opportunity to bring out this example, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have to plead guilty to being part of the hype. After all, I had Andrew Feldman on the show, and you picked this as ETF of the week. But one last quick question. As you're watching how this fund does, are you comparing it to the other mining funds and trying to see if there's a difference, or are you comparing it to something else?
Well, I think what we want to point out most importantly is over time, as I said, diamonds have not appreciated as much as gold. But more recently, just in the last 3 months, this ETF happens to be up over 20%, where the gold miner, the biggest gold miner ETF, GDX, is actually down 7%. So we know that more people are trading ETFs, and if you're looking for trading opportunities, there may be some here. The bottom line is, as always, look under the hood, right?
Absolutely. Chuck? It's the ETF of the week. The Pure Funds ISE Diamond Gemstone ETF. Its ticker symbol GEMS. If you want more information, well, check out ETFtrends.com or at ETFtrends. If you want to hear my interview with Andrew Feldman from this fund, go back and listen to the archives on MoneyLifeShow.com. Tom Lydon is president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview, and there is much more to go. So don't miss a minute as we live the money life.